Cue 3 hours of inspiration. Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe. Welcome to your Sunday morning on Newstalk ZB.
It is 29 to 12 and we welcome to the program Megan Singleton on travel. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew. Now, have you done your Christmas shopping?
Ha, I'm a man. I am a man and I worry about, you know, you need a time constraint so that you can really concentrate the mind to do it.
Yeah, actually, you know what, you need to think, don't you? Because there are so many ways now with people shopping online and people being able to go to malls till midnight. But the point is, if you go to the mall and you haven't thought first who you're buying for and what you're looking for, you'll just twirl in circles and come home with nothing. Mm. Or come home with stuff for yourself, which is also a little bit naughty, I think, at this time of year. So I'm here to help out people who have travellers in their lives or people who they know are going on a trip next year with some gift ideas.
So these are travelling presents from Megan Singleton, yes. Blogger at large.com.
And I'm actually going to tell you about the GoPro camera. Now, have you ever used one of these little gadgets?
Yes, I have. They're fantastic things.
They're fantastic. Mm. So I had one harnessed to my harness when I was parasailing in Santa Monica. So you can do that. You can take them skydiving. You can film all sorts of real action things. You can take them off the harness, do a little selfie in midair and harness it back on again. Great fun. So, and they're sold everywhere in all different price points. So
My family's actually using a little Sony one as well. $129. Yeah. And for another $100, you can get an LCD screen that clicks onto it so you can actually see what's happening. But you can attach it to anything. The only difficulty is that a wide-angle lenses, so you really have to get up close to get a good picture.
And actually, you say that because if anyone has seen the little video I made of my parasailing, it looks like the curvature of the earth over the beach of Los Angeles. But the other thing I'm doing in January, and I thought some people might think this is a fantastic idea, grab a seat of doing a themed flight from Auckland to Napier and having a three-course lunch at Church Road Winery, wine tastings and a tour of the museum, and there'll be live music, and that's all for $2.99. So that's a whole day out and fabulous wine and food.
I'm coming. I'll come with you.
Oh, no, you should. Yeah. We should totally do the show from down there.
Oh, totally. Okay. yes, could Hawke's Bay Tourism Council aid us
in
this?
Leave it to me, Andrew.
Okay.
Another thing I've got is the Kindle. Obviously, for people who travel, you can download multiple books, and they're only about $10, $15 for a bestseller, unlike, you know, the new Michael Connelly that I want to get, which is about $40 at the moment.
Can I say The Luminaries by Eleanor Catton? You can't pick that up in a bookstore anywhere. It's sold out. But you can buy it on Amazon for $10 for a Kindle.
There you go. There you go. That would keep you occupied all summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Noise-cancelling headphones. Now, if you get the good ones, not only will you not be bothered by the screaming babies that you've just seen in the departure lounge, but you will sleep like one on a plane as well. They're battery-operated, so you actually turn it on, and then it just sort of seals your ears up, and it's just genius for a flight.
Yeah.
And then for a cheapy prezi, you could just go down to the $2 shop and get one of those squishy head pillows, which are actually essential for long-haul travel.
Oh, that's great. Great suggestions. All on your. Have you done a blog about gifts on Blogger at Large?
I have. I've got the blog about the Church Road Day Out, so people can certainly jump there and have a look around. And I think I'll put up the rest of it because, you know, I talk too fast, people will have forgotten.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And next week we'll talk about your favourite places of 2013, which is going to be very difficult because you've been everywhere.
Exactly.
Good on you, me. Hey, pardon?
I'm working on it.
Good on you, Megan Singleton, blogger at large.com.